going to ask you both to make a prediction here. The World Bank is forecasting that 70% of the planet's population will live in cities in 2050. That's compared to 55% of the population living in cities now. So what do you think that a big change like that would mean for bicycling? And I'm asking both from an operational standpoint as a mode choice and also from a safety perspective.
I think that will actually increase active transportation usage, especially bicycle. I mean, if we look at the large cities, let's say, especially in Asia, we can see how they have a lot more active transportation users on the street. They are also limiting vehicle usage. For example, in China, there is a limit on vehicle use, so you cannot drive your car every day. Cars starting a certain number can drive on Monday and then on Tuesday. So I think that type of limitation may also eventually apply in the future as city populations start to increase. And that, of course, will affect the both active transport users and transit users. That's my prediction, that we're going to see a lot more people trying to use classic modes of transport, like walking or biking. And that's what I assume will happen.
I think what's important is the density of these cities, I'm assuming, will be quite dense, and you're able to get many places by using bus, bike, walking. I'm hoping so. It seems to open up a lot of opportunities for cities as they're, you know, looking at, okay, what do we want our city to look like? And building infrastructure for walking, biking, and transit that is safe and comfortable, attractive, you know, has shade for hot climates. These are things that are really exciting to think about. How, wow, what could our city look like? We have all of these people here and they need to get places. And let's make a place that's really outstanding and we can be healthy and walk or bicycle with our family or our friends to places and on dates and such. So I think that's really exciting to kind of think about the opportunities that exist there.